Number three, the director's report. I will turn it over to the director.
Commissioners, you have a written report, but I have a few other additional items that I'll mention. We've continued our efforts in Wild Futures, continued with the open web page, and we're getting a few more comments. We're now preparing to go back out to the public. Our regional directors are setting up meetings. We're going to go back out and tell people the results of what we've heard so far. And we'll start listening more to smaller groups and sportsmen's groups, et cetera, over the summer. We've been putting together a package develops a new fee structures and addresses some of the requests that people would like to see us implement over the next few years. So that's moving forward nicely. I wanted to mention our Fisher CCA, Candidate Conservation Agreement with Assurances. This was just recently approved, and Penny Becker's here in the audience. It's an excellent document, not just because of how it addresses fishers, but it also would provide anyone with a lot of good information about what a candidate conservation agreement is and what it does for people. We've already signed up over 1.3 million acres of certificates of inclusion. So people are interested in this. In its basic level, I guess, is it provides assurances for you and your property if an animal is to be listed later down the road. But I think more importantly than that is it helps you commit to conservation measures for a given species and plan your land managements around that. So they're a good thing, and Penny did a terrific job on this, and I encourage you to read that document, or at least take a look at it if you have questions about it, because these are tools we've thrown out there for sage grouse and other things too in the past. So anyway, good job on that one. Just a brief mention of North of Falcon. We're headed down there tomorrow for, I guess, the end game for this year. Staff have met with the co-managers, both as in individual tribes and also in the large group meetings for the last 3 weeks. And we'll be down in Vancouver over the next few days. They're already down there talking about coastal fisheries right now. So more to come on that in a few days. But I'm glad a couple of commissioners are going to be down there too. So good deal. Mention a bit about bighorn sheep. We were able to secure 21 bighorns from the National Bison Range. And I don't know if any of you have been to the National Bison Range, but it's about a 30-square-mile fenced area. It's in Montana, north of Missoula. It's really a pretty cool place, but they have a resident elk herd, bison herd, and bighorn sheep, and then just other wildlife. But they manage it for visuals, and it's preserves, I guess, kind of native prairie, and it's surrounding a big point. But anyway, they had an excess of bighorn sheep. They've done well there. We needed a few bighorn sheep, and so we got 21 of them. We released them in the Toucannon to supplement that herd, and then also at Hall Mountain, and along with the Kalispell Tribe and some local sportsmen. So that's a good deal. Some sheep populations got a little shot in the arm. A mention about the summer WAFWA meeting. It's in Cody, Wyoming this year. I'm the chair of the Federal State Tribal Committee, and we talked last year, this winter, in San Diego about a session on tribal-state interactions and relationships, and so we offered up that maybe we could have a panel discussion, and I've been working with Bob Everett on that, and we've put together a panel of people. Sean Yannity has agreed to go from here in Washington. Ron Skates, who's a tribal member from South Dakota, to talk about some of the prairie tribes. And then Rick Kahn from the National Park Service, myself, will be on that panel. Fred Matt, Executive Director of Native American Fish and Wildlife Society, will be on the panel, and Paul Nikolaka from the Lander Fish and Wildlife Conservation. And so we're working with Scott Talbot, the Director of Wyoming Game and Fish, and he's invited some local tribes to help kick off the meeting and provide a drumming, and so I'm excited about that session. In the past, we've had more tribal participation at WAFWA than we've had lately, but I'm hoping that we'll increase that again and get more folks there. Let's see. Wanted to just mention white nose syndrome. This has been in bats. It's a fungal disease in bats. It's been quite devastating on the East Coast. We just had our first incident show up here in Washington. Quite a bit of mystery about how it made the leap, and we don't know yet how much impact it will have here in the West, but it's certainly something we're very concerned about and we'll watch carefully over the next few months. But it had a big impact in the East. I did see an article just this week, though, that there is some good news that some populations appear to have some resistance or have developed some resistance and at least hanging on. But it's something that we need to keep an eye on. Let's see. Joe's going to give a final recap, I guess, legislative recap, but I just wanted to mention the steelhead license plates. That's one thing that came out of our legislative package this year, and staff did a fabulous job on that. It was hit and miss for off and on, you know, and there were all kinds of challenges along the way, but we secured that. That's going to be a really neat thing into the future, and Senator Hewitt over from your country helped a great deal. So that's exciting, and those plates will be available, I think, in 2017, and I'm looking forward to having one on my pickup. So with that, I'll turn it over to Joe, and he can give a couple items.
Yeah, Mike was telling me the other day he ended up with 001, so he was pretty proud of himself.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, thanks, Commissioners. Good morning. Thanks, Director. I think you've seen or heard quite a bit about the legislation and legislature and the budget, et cetera, but I'll just quickly run through some notes. You have a copy of these notes from Raquel, our legislative liaison, in front of you. As the director said, all of our sponsored bills were successfully passed. The steelhead conservation bill will be a big shot in the arm in terms of protecting steelhead populations. Senate Bill 6400 increased the authority of our officers in enforcing harvest-related crimes. And then 6401 clarifies record-keeping requirements of fish receivers. So, again, you know, helps us with the enforcement and compliance, reduces the occurrence of illegal importing of fish. You may remember 6401 was vetoed. There were 27 bills the governor vetoed when the budget wasn't moving forward as they headed into special session. But all 27 of those were eventually overturned. So that one did finally make it out of the process. Other bills of interest, the Columbia River endorsement stamp was extended for 1 year. So we'll be back talking about that again. But that's a great program, and it's still in place. Our hydro fee bill passed, and reform to the Washington Wildlife Recreation Bill, our primary land acquisition easement program, reforms were passed there. And that's something we worked pretty hard on over the course of the last year. Budget-wise, it was a pretty good story on budget. No reductions that will impact staffing levels, our maintenance level, you know, our fundamental budget requirements were fully funded, and majority of our policy-level budget requests were funded. We actually received nearly $2 million in new general fund state, you know, in the face of McCleary and all the other budget restrictions. The legislature invested almost $2 million in a variety of new things. You can see those below on the bottom of the first page and on the back of the second. the performance level, these are the policy level budget requests that we made. We're almost all funded. I won't go through these individually. The only disappointment we had there was on the it's on the second page, Initiative 1401 was not funded. And so we've got some discussion going on. 1401 was the citizen initiative that would allow us to restrict or control the importation and marketing of illegal endangered animal parts. So we have a new mandate with no funding behind it, and so we'll have to figure out what we can do there and probably be back this next year with another request. There were also ads from the legislature that we didn't request, and those are on page 3. Hatchery production at Nacelle was increased. The cougar livestock claims, this is the first time we've had money to deal with cougar depredations. Conflict transformation, the ability to create a unit within the agency that carries on the conflict transformation work that we're learning so much about in our wolf advisory group setting. We have some funding to build that into the agency. Some additional capacity on wolf livestock conflict that we needed, and then some funding for elk hoof disease. So all in all, a pretty successful budget, except for 1401, which we're concerned about. And on the policy side, we had a fairly limited agenda, but all of those bills made it through the hopper. So feel pretty good about that.
Thank you. And I think I speak for all of the commissioners that we are, our appreciation to the staff and Joe and Jim, given the political realities and the fiscal realities, I think we've done very well. And so thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? Does that wrap up your